Okay, good evening again, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the regular council meeting for Coburn Town Council for Monday, June the 9th, 2025. Mr. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Devin Tamuni.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele. Lisa Woodruff.
Here.
Okay, again, we have four or five council members present, which means that we do have enough for a quorum. The only other person missing tonight is Town Manager Mr. Williams. We have already had an invocation and pledge, so I will omit those from the agenda, and we will move on to public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Have anyone for public expression?
Are we on the agenda?
You're Mr. Davis, correct?
Yes.
You're on the agenda. Okay, hearing none, seeing none, I will close public expression. The next item is the response to public expression from our May the 27th special call meeting, which there was no one there. So the next item will be the approval of the agenda. Mm-hmm. Be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Did Mr. Williams leave a report? He didn't leave a report.
No.
Okay. All right. So I do not see the fire department. I do not see Mr. Williams. We know he's not here. I do not see the Lane Group. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we omit Report A, C, and E from the agenda due to no one being present. That's in form of a motion.
Okay.
Motion and a second to omit under Reports A, Fire Department, C, Town Manager, and E, the Lane Group. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, those have been removed. Are there any other additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries and we have an agenda. The first item on that is Police Department Chief Mullins.
Evening, Mayor, Council. I provided you with a copy of our call reports from last month. They've been very consistent. We've had several investigations and cases that required us to coordinate with other agencies, and they've been quite timely, but those have worked well. And I commend the officers for their work with those other agencies and social services, common attorney's office, area departments in and out of the county. So they've done well on those. The call volume has been steady and consistent. Some of the things that we are noticing now that the weather's starting to finally warm up and school is out, we're starting to have some more complaints of speeders and speed on some of the roads. We have combated that, and we're going to continue that with more enforcement on with the radar, specifically out on 72, Laurel Avenue, Front Street, as well as 58. Those are some of the areas that we receive those complaints on. We're utilizing the DMV hours to help offset that, and the summons has increased, and so hopefully we'll start seeing a decrease in the number of speeders in those specific areas. We're also starting to see some of the requests for extra patrols where families are starting to go on vacation, and so we are adding those in, and we're increasing the extra patrols to help keep an eye on our residential and our commercial properties while our tenants and residents are out of town. I attended a couple of roundtable meetings. One was last week, one was today. Last week was with the common attorney's office as well as the department heads of the other agencies in the county to work on some of the localized issues that we're having here in Wise County. And some of those topics that we discussed were skills games, the updates on the marijuana in the pot stores, THC stores, as well as some of the local fines, ordinances, and collection thereof. So it was a productive meeting. I think we're making steps in the right direction to try to address some of those issues for the citizens with their concerns. With the Attorney General's office today, some of those concerns were funding here in Southwest Virginia for local law enforcement, with the cost of equipment and things like that, how to be competitive and offset some of the cost on the localities, dealing with mental health and drug problems in the area, as well as some of the magistrate systems and things like that. So it was also a productive meeting, and it was good to have the Attorney General's office come down and offer support to local law enforcement in the area. So glad to have that. Update on Ethan. He has completed his graduation, and I got the results from his state certification test last week, so he has passed that. And so he's got a few weeks of FTO, and then he will be fully certified and out on the road into his own shift. So very, very proud of him, grateful to have him back, and it'll definitely help fill a void in some of our shifts in our schedule, so look forward to that. And then the other thing that we have recently started to work on in the department is the accreditation process. I'm working with some of the agencies that are here in Southwest Virginia that have went through that process. I feel like it's a valuable one. It's a very lengthy one. It doesn't necessarily, it puts extra strain on the department, but rightfully so. You have to meet state standards and of an outside agency, and it builds confidence in the community. They were able to show that we were meeting or exceeding those standards that the rest of the state is going through. It also makes us a little bit more competitive in regards to grants and funding and things like that. But it is a very lengthy process, and we're just in the infant stages of that. But I think we've got some good guidance, and we have some good people that are helping us out with that process, and I think it'll be beneficial to the department in the long run. But those are some of the major things that we're working on right now. Pending any questions from you all.
All right, do we have questions for Chief Mullins? Now, I would just remind you, starting at July's meeting, to provide us a schedule, and also if you can, mileage used on vehicles. We used to get that per month so that we can kind of keep up and make sure that things are going the way they're supposed to and they're being serviced the way that they're supposed to and that kind of stuff. So if you would do those two things for us starting July, we would appreciate it. All right, if no other questions, thank you very much. Next, we have Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Evening.
What I have for y'all tonight is that we did the sewer line at State Farm. We put the covers on the bottom of the lights out here. We
perfect.
Got down. We hadn't got the receptacles yet, but we're working on it.
Okay.
We turned the flower pots, you know, around towards the road where they have them. We changed the light bulbs. We got the light bulbs on the antique lights changed. We got one that's not working. It's not getting electricity, but we're working on it. We tried to get it going.
Okay.
We repaired a 6-inch water line in Flatwoods. We repaired a 4-inch water line in Timberville. We jetted the sewer line on Tate Street. Repaired a water leak on Mancrest Drive. Repaired a water leak on Curl Road, 2-inch. We jetted sewer line on Brookside. We repaired a sewer line on 8C Short Street. And we jetted sewer line on Quillen Road. That's the one I called you about.
Yeah.
We didn't have to call anybody to come and pump it out right there. We finally got it.
Okay, so everything's good there.
So we didn't have to do anything.
Okay, good.
And I think it's all I got tonight right there. But he did not call me about the motor for the swimming pool. Hopefully it'll be tomorrow. We got everything else ready to go except the motor.
Okay. If you have not heard from him by lunchtime tomorrow, if you'll give him a call.
Okay.
And just let us know.
And we're trying to put the chlorine stuff in there so to keep it clear until we get that motor so we don't have to pump all of it back out.
Okay. Were you able to check on the lights at the tennis courts to see if that was...
I'll get there right in a few minutes.
Okay, yeah, just check to see if it's...
I'll go with the breaker, but I don't know if I put that breaker on.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and while I got y'all here too, I know Jimmy's not here, but we got some mulch. I meant to bring you the bill and everything today, but I'll take care of it in the morning for you. The Lowe's bill. Jenny's not here, but I talked to him and he told me to bring, go ahead and switch it to study the red. He said, just go ahead and get the brown.
Which okay. Good.
Oh, that's what he was going to say.
Okay.
I went in and got the brown. But what we need is a hedge trimmer. And they're around about probably a little bit over $200 right there because we need one to trim around the town hall. And before we put all that mulch and stuff down, try to make it look pretty decent, you know, good. And I just want to know if we can purchase one.
Okay, if you'll get us some prices of some and just get those to me.
Okay. And that's all I got for tonight.
All right, questions for Mr. Livingston?
No questions.
Okay, thank you.
Was up there, they dug down it, take some Dutch.
Oh, I do have a question. Is the town cleaning out ditch lines, or is that the state?
It's
or who is it?
Really, it's just where, who's, what street it's on and all that. But most of the time, if it's on the state road, the state has to clean them out because they was up there on 7th Street.
That's what I was asking, 7th Street and Prospect. On Prospect, whatever they did, I guess they were like cleaning around the drain, but they left an enormous hole in somebody's yard. Yeah, like at the end of 7th Street, the house that's for sale, the brick house that sits up on the hill right mm-hmm. there.
That's State Department.
Okay, so maybe if we can contact them, they're not as concerned, you know, if they left the big hole in the yard, but people walk, there's no sidewalks.
Right.
People walk in that yard on the edge. And with that hole there, somebody could seriously fall and get hurt. So if you could check on that for me.
All right. I'll talk to
Anthony tomorrow about that. Okay. All right. Any other questions? All right. Need anything else from us?
I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of the total accounts payable due. $39,760.87. The interim accounts payable were $130,597.78. I've included the minutes for May 12th regular meeting and May 27th special call meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, June the 6th, was $200,282.52. We had $58,227.77 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due, leaving a balance of $102,293.88. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $4,314.25. Today's deposit was $4,179.89, for a combined total cash availability of $110,788.02. You have copies of the cash availability report for all the months of May and June current and the cash availability comparison report. The credit card statements for card services, corporate cards, and the Valero gas cards. I gave you copies of the fiscal year 24 audit, and Jenny and I did open those two accounts for USDA funding accounts.
Okay.
And the money's been transferred, and that is reflected in the reports.
Okay.
Report on the front there.
This is really a Jimmy question you probably may not be aware of, but have we heard anybody from Laferney about the roof? Have we heard anything?
I have not. No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Questions for Mr. Sharp? Okay, you need from us tonight to approve the accounts payable due and interim accounts payable due first, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the total accounts payable due as presented?
I make a motion that we accept total accounts payable.
second.
Motion and a second to accept the total accounts payable due as presented in the amount of $39,760.87. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next, we need interim accounts payable.
I make a motion that we accept the interim accounts payable.
A second.
Motion and a second to accept the interim accounts payable due in the amount of $130,597.78. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now, Mr. Sharp, you need from us to accept the two meeting minutes, May the 12th and May 27th. Is that correct?
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the two meeting minutes.
Okay, we'll have to do them in separate motions. Yep, the first one will be for May the 12th.
May the 12th.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to accept the May the 12th regular meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the May the 12th meetings, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. The next one is Mr. Steele's the May the 27th special call meeting minutes.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes for the May 27th special call meeting.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept the May the 27th special call meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next, we have attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
I don't have anything specifically for tonight. If you all have any questions, just let me know.
Questions for Mr. Sturgill? Not questions, but comments. I think okay. We have a few more state champions.
I saw that.
At yes. Eastside from the track. I think we've got the relay team and one individual that won two events and one individual that won one. So I'll get that information to you so that we can get something prepared to recognize them.
That would be perfect. And you want me just to leave blank dates until we know when they'll be here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll do.
Okay. Any other questions?
I'll say something on the report right there. I'll give you a deed right here.
Okay.
Report right there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you.
This can go all the way up to the end of August. So.
Okay, perfect. You leave one for Sharon.
Thank you.
And the police department has a copy of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Next up, we have New Business A Jackpot Distributors, Jared Davis. Yeah, sure. You have an extra one for our attorney down there on the end.
Thank you.
Oh, that's okay.
As you can see on that paper, there was a ruling in Hanover County about the skill games 2 months ago, basically saying they're legal, what we're doing with them. And we're just trying to see if y'all have any questions or what we can do to...
Okay, that's why I asked for you to give a copy of this to our attorney. We're under the understanding that they are not legal.
Ruling's new. It's just a...
Obviously, it is new. It's a circuit court ruling, which means that it's obviously not binding precedent as far as that on other localities. However, I would like time to be able to look at that case to see what the rationale is behind it, to look at the case law that they cite behind it, because that's the first I've seen.
Okay. So we will ask Mr. Sturgill, our attorney, to look into this, and we can get back to you. But if you will kind of explain I'm not much of a gambler, so I don't know exactly what it is, and it says certain skill-based games. I don't know what the difference is or any of that.
These are skill games. It basically takes memory or movement or you paying attention. Basically, you can't just hit a button and win. And some of them will even tell you what's coming. That's pre-reveal. But basically what that's saying, that rule is if you don't put, you can't put money in the machine. So basically as long as you're not putting money in the machine, they're legal, according to that court rule. So, which is, we can do that. That's not a problem.
So how would you?
The cashier, you would give the money to the cashier, and the cashier adds a credit with the machine behind the counter. And that's what they're doing.
I don't know what the difference is in the cashier putting money in it.
That's just the rule, and I don't, you know, that's just how the...
And I'll need to look at it. Obviously, there was also an attorney general's opinion last fall that dealt with skill gaming. I'll need time to be able to decipher the two and see what the differences are, if any.
That judge basically said, after that ruling, that was his understanding that they needed to either change the law or be more clear about the law, and basically saying that locals could make their own ruling or, you know, their own ordinances or whatever.
So it's your understanding that this case, the judge basically said that the law as... I guess presented currently is too vague in order to say that can't be done.
Right.
Chief Mullins, you mentioned that you met with the Attorney General today. Was any of this discussed?
That specifically not. The Attorney General offered an opinion. I think that was in 23, if I'm not mistaken. It was sometime back. This is a more recent court case, but it was only through the circuit court. It's not going through the state Supreme Court, but it does provide at least one precedent. And we discussed it last week with the meeting with the Commonwealth Attorney's Office to seek guidance in it, kind of what he said. The legislation needs to make a decision, good, bad, or indifferent. But currently, they've had two tries that went through the session two different times, and it was passed by the House and Senate once and vetoed at the governor's office, and the other time, I don't think it made it out of subcommittee. Quite frankly, most of your law enforcement and common attorneys, they'll enforce whichever one it wants, but we really need the states to step in because this is providing some gray area and there's just some changes that are being made and eventually it will become a Supreme Court, at least a state Supreme Court case ruling. It's just a win and whether or not we want to be the first.
Right, and it looks like based on this case, the way it ended up in court to begin with was the person was criminally charged with using a game system. And then after that, I guess they sought some sort of declaratory judgment from the circuit court is what it appeared like to me. As far as, I guess, that meeting from the Commonwealth Attorney, do we know whether which way they're going to interpret it? Or are they saying it's up to each locality? Or do we not have?
Well, speaking with them, they advised that there is going to be, technically it's not been legalized yet, but they are going to prioritize cases that are of a higher seriousness in the county before they pull with that. And so if these are not tied to some type of more egregious type offenses, they're going to be pushed lower on the priority scale in regards to other cases.
Okay. All right. Well, we, Jay Patel, you know, that bought the gas stations, he contacted, we're vendors. We just stick them in locations.
Yeah.
We do it all over. Mm-hmm. And so we come to Jimmy, first thing, mm-hmm. you know, was talking to him because we try to do it the right way, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we're is probably the best you're going to get in that business mm-hmm. as far as being open. Coming to y'all, showing exactly whatever, if y'all want revenue share of it or taxes or whatever, you know. So we come to Jimmy first, just to try to,
right.
you know. And I know we don't know y'all, but we're locals. Yeah.
Right. Well, I will tell you this. This council,
we're just trying to figure out which way to go.
Right. This council will do whatever is legal.
Okay.
So whatever our town attorney comes up with and with our police chief and the Commonwealth attorney. Whatever guidance they give us is what we'll go by.
And any question, I mean, if y'all have any questions for us as far as our side, we're here to answer. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Does Jimmy have your contact information?
Yes, he does. Yep.
Okay.
And I'll give her contact you too if you have any.
Okay, that would be great. Other counsel, do you all have any questions for these gentlemen? Okay. All right, like I said, we'll wait, and they've got this information now that they can go off of, and our next meeting is on the 23rd. It's not a voting meeting, but it may be brought up, it may be discussed, but I will have Jimmy, once we get everything together, Jimmy will reach back out to you all or the gentleman that has purchased these convenience stores, okay?
Thank you, girl.
All right. Thank you. All right, the next item is new business B, the petition for authorization to destroy town records. Ms. Sharp.
That is where we turn in a list to the library of the town.
Mm-hmm.
They have to okay the list, basically, and this is the list we come up with. We turn it into them, and we just need the approval to destroy.
Do we have any questions for Mr. Sharp in regards to the list? Okay, so you need from us a motion to approve this petition for authorization to destroy town records. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I make a motion that we give Kathy the ability to destroy said records.
Okay.
A second.
So we have a motion and a second to accept the petition for authorization to destroy town records as petitioned by Mrs. Sharp with this document dated the 3rd of June, 2025. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. The next item on the agenda will be, we don't have any old business, would be closed session. Is there a need to go into closed session tonight? Okay, hearing none, the next item, council comments and concerns, Mr. Collins.
No comment.
Mr. Steele.
No comments.
Ms. Woodruff.
No comments.
And I have no comments. This time I will make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.